وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran and different dimensions of the human soul according to the verses of the Holy Quran and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And in the previous episode, we talked about the intellect and the desire, base desire, hawa. We said in order to understand reason, we have to understand the opposite concepts. And one of the opposite concepts is hawa, the base desire. And we said there's a beautiful analogy, especially in the school of Ahlul Bayt, alayhum as-salam, between the prophets and the intellect. The prophets are outward intellect, meaning that they lead people towards success, like the way a rational person, a person who uses his intellect, balances his desires in order to achieve some achievement and gain and success in life. Now, we said that like the way sometimes the message of prophet, divine prophets, are taken down by wrongdoers in their nations, in their people, among the people that the prophets are preaching, there are people who actually take down the message of the prophet. It's true also the message of reason is sometimes remains unheard within a human soul. Like, for example, for people who follow their desires, they don't listen to the advice of their intellect telling them this is not the right decision, this is not the right path. And the person knows that. You have some people that some addicted, you see some of these people who have fallen into the trap, I don't know, to the drugs and bad habits. If you talk to them, they actually accept that this is not the right path, but they can't do anything about it. So you see, the reason, the intellect that they have is already in the prison, actually functioning well in the theoretical level, that he understands that this is wrong, but it's dysfunction, it's not functioning in the leading. He cannot lead. I mean, the intellect cannot lead the person towards the right decision. So this is actually true in some outward intellect, which is the prophets. Sometimes they are restricted by hawa. They have been imprisoned. They have been killed, according to the verses of the Holy Quran. كُلَّمَا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُهُمْ. Because the prophets, the message of the prophet was against the desires that they had, they would kill the divine prophets. Or for example, addressing the prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran says, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِبُوا لَكَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاهُمْ. If they don't listen to you, know that they don't listen to you because they are following their desires. Now, it's not that because they have theoretical doubts. Yes, for a certain level, at a certain level, at the beginning, people might have doubts, for example. But once the doubts are completely answered, and Quran says, يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They knew, like the way they knew their own children, that this is the divine prophet of آخر الزمان, the end of times. This is the final, because they had some of the ulama of Banu Israel, some of the scholars of Banu Israel, because they had sources, they had descriptions in their books, and they knew it, that يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ, Quran says. They didn't have theoretical doubts, but the problem was that they would see that their own position, social position, would be endangered if they follow this prophet. And it was not theoretical doubt, it was practical desire that stopped them from accepting the truth. We will have a break and we come back to continue the discussion.
dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we were saying that divine prophets are functioning like the reason and intellect in their societies and in their communities, and exactly like the way that sometimes the voice and the message of the intellect is taken down by desires within one individual. It is also true that the message of the prophets in society and community are taken down by wrongdoers, by those who follow the desires. And Quran says sometimes when people reject the message of Anbiya, it's not out of theoretical questions that they have, it's the practical desires. فَأَلَّمْ يَسْتَجِيبُ لَكَ If they don't answer to your call, فَعْلَمْ Know that إِنَّمَا يَتَّبُونَ Only, it is only, it doesn't have any other reason. أَنَّمَا يَتَّبُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ They only follow their own desires. Sometimes it's also possible that a person follows the desires of others, unfortunately. And repeatedly in the verses of the Holy Quran, we have this addressed to different divine prophets, do not follow the desire of people. And why is that? Because maybe that some prophets had in their calculation that if they listen sometimes to, for example, make some compromise, let's say that, those people would follow the right religion. And there are different theological stances on it. In Shia Kalam, we believe that even the thought and such calculation doesn't come to the mind of a divine prophet, and because of the infallibility. And these verses are إِيَّاكَ أَعْنِي وَاسْمَعِي يَا جَارَ in Arabic, they say that these are addressed to the Prophet, but the real addressee of the thing is not the Prophet, but other people who want to follow the path of the Prophet. For example, you have two kids. One of them is trying to mess with a glass of water on the table. Then the other one does not have this in mind at all, but you want to warn the other kid indirectly, or even your husband, your spouse, you want to... For example, warn the kid, you address your spouse and you say, okay, do not mess with that glass of water. Do not play with it. And if you do that, I will do this, for example. So that the kid that is listening present, he knows that this is the red line, for example. So this is also true with some of the addresses of the Holy Quran towards the Prophet. The Prophet never even think about certain things. لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبِطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ For example, if you... attribute partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even some other like lower ranking believers wouldn't do that. So why Quran does that is to give clear warning, but indirect, to other Muslims. So this is also true that, for example, in this verse that we have لَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ in different verses, do not follow the desire of others. It is because Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that some believers would have this calculation that if they make a compromise, then, for example, they can make the other people lenient toward their religion. It says, no, do not. You could have decent and proper etiquette with them, but do not make compromise in the religion of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to know the true teachings of Islam. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, wa ala ali Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad. صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على